The protest began with song at the Lumpkin Courthouse in the center of town. The organizing groups, including Detention Watch and the Georgia chapter of the ACLU, claimed the conditions at the Stewart Detention Center are brutal. Brian Holcomb is a former Stewart employee.
If you've ever had any questions on whether there's abuse out there, as a former employee, I am telling you that there is abuse and that it was almost daily. And there's a high burnout because once you get out there, what this company does to your soul, you will have to quit.
Holcomb said he witnessed riots, hunger strikes, and staff assaulting detainees. Protesters also claim Stewart has poor food and water quality and inadequate medical care. Stewart is overseen by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, but Corrections Corporation of America, a private company, handles day-to-day operations. From the courthouse, the groups marched 2 miles to the detention center. Officials stopped them outside, but the protest continued. Elizabeth Marie Rios said 6 months after his release, she still doesn't know why her husband Miguel was detained.
He went straight from the North Charleston jail the day after his two petty misdemeanor charges were dismissed. 8 months for what? For what?
Rio said officials never answered that question.
He asked every single court case, why am I here? I have no charges. I understand an undocumented person maybe needs to go through the court process and have background checks and whatnot. But to be incarcerated in this hellhole, there are people who stay in there for up to 2 years waiting for court.
Victor Condi, a California-based immigration attorney, attended the march as a legal observer. Condi, who also teaches international human rights law, said in many U.S. immigration cases, defendants aren't granted all of the rights to which they're entitled.
We should have lawyers provided where someone can't afford to have a lawyer. There should be all aspects of due process in immigration proceedings, even though they're administrative proceedings. We're not up to the international standard there.
As the protesters marched back to the courthouse, many of them stopped at a small yellow house on the side of the road to grab a bite to eat. El Refugio, or The Refuge, is a hospitality house for families of detainees. It was started 3 years ago by Marie Friedman Marquardt, a scholar in residence at Emory's Candler School of Theology.
The area around the facility doesn't offer any basic services, places for people to stay, restaurants, even grocery stores or gas stations. So several folks came together and decided that we should open a house of hospitality, a place for people to gather so that they can visit from great distances their loved ones.
El Refugio is only opened on weekends because it's staffed by volunteers. Marquardt says she'd like to see a day when the house isn't needed anymore, but she doesn't think that will be anytime soon because, she says, the U.S. detention system is broken.
Most of the people in this facility don't have criminal convictions. They're being detained on immigration charges until their court date, and there are other much more humane and less expensive ways to ensure that someone arrives at his or her court date.
In a statement, ICE said it will, quote, carefully review the concerns raised by Detention Watch and will respond as necessary. Regarding allegations of abuse, CCA said it, quote, takes any allegations seriously and thoroughly investigates when allegations are received. Martha Dalton, WABE News.